Yo, BJ Gador with the Get Some Gains podcast, and I have the distinct pleasure today to have one of my superstar clients, a VIP virtual client, a Gorilla Corn Gains member, Kim G. That's how we know each other. Is it last name Goody?
Gowdy.
Gowdy, okay. So now we got it. But I know her as Kim G. And Kim, I've worked with her for the entire year of 2022 closely as a VIP virtual coaching client. We exchange regular text messages. She sends me movements that she's working on. I give her feedback to help improve her form, various texts to help support nutrition, whatever it is. Basically, I'm there to kind of help her get the most out of her experience at thedailybj.com. And she has done such an amazing job this year. I want to kind of get help you get to know her better, her journey. Kim started the year unable to do a pull-up and committed hardcore in Q1 of this year to doing it. She got her first pull-up, and now she's going even further on some of her strength goals. And I just had to bring her on because out of all the people I've worked with, Kim, you have been the most diligent with regards to, you know, taking the time to film your movements, sending them to me for review. I think you've really found a way to get the most out of this service. And I just wanted to welcome you to the show and share your journey.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And how did you first hear about the one they call the Metabolic Messiah?
Well, I would bug people at the gym because I became so fascinated with fitness. I wanted to understand more how the body worked. And I was annoying one of the guys so much. He's like, hey, you know, check this guy out. His name is BJ Gador. He has his own YouTube. Just go look him up. And so I did. And I loved how the way you, your style, the way you're able to make it humorous. But I understood what you're saying. And I appreciated that. And I like demos. I'm a visual person. So that really helped. And so I just kept following you. And then that's how I found you, is just word of mouth. Someone suggested you and I just was hooked watching. I mean, I've watched some of your videos 1,000 times to understand, going, oh, and each time I always see something new. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Who was this gentleman?
Oh, some guy I used to work with at the gym. Worked with at the gym. I can't remember his name. It's been a bit, but I don't remember.
It's okay. No, look, I want to just, if you're still connected with him, I wanted to let you know to thank him because, you know, it's just so funny. I was talking with my wife the other day. She just started a new podcast and they have like all these metrics now they give you with how, like, you know, who's listening. And then they even can tell like if people are sending links of the podcast to their friends via text, etc. But like word of mouth and referral is such a powerful thing. You know, like it's one thing to see something on social media. Like people tend to not to take action in the same way they will when like someone they know, a friend, family member, whatever, an acquaintance will actually send you a direct link to something. So it's a real sign of trust. And there's just a lot of credibility to it. So it's just funny. It's always funny to hear how people come into the circle, you know, and I'm very grateful for this anonymous individual.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly because I wouldn't have given you a second look because I'm a little leery of YouTube because I don't know if you know your stuff or anything. So hearing him and what he said, I mean, I've even recommended you to people and they get a kick out of you. So it's kind of I'm passing on to the information. Like my friend wanted to learn how to do a get up, like, hey, this is the guy I learned it from. And so I sent it to her.
Now, did she actually use it? Because, you know, the get up, you know, firsthand, the get up is one of those movements. There's a big learning curve, but there's a huge reward at the end of the yellow brick road.
She means well, but I love her, but she's my best friend years ago. We've known each other for years, but she's a very lazy person. She might, she'll give herself 15, 20 minutes. I'm trying to talk her into doing band work just to get something in because she's kind of a potato.
Let me tell you something. It is damn near impossible to give advice to people that are close to you.
Oh yeah.
I'm just telling you right now, like it only seems to work with strangers. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was your brother or friend, I doubt you would listen to a word I said. So it's so funny how it works. People mean well, but you know, the whole thing, I always say like, just lead by example and let them come to you. And you're definitely a lead by example person.
Yeah. Well, I've had friends or family members ask me, well, I have flabby arms. How can I work on that? And it's like, I can't tell them, well, it's not that simple. So I just shoot them on some exercise suggestions and stuff and let them have at it. Cause I know they don't want to hear the, it's not that simple to do that.
And then, you know, how long have you been following the programs before you joined the VIP virtual coaching in 2022?
Let's see now, 2 to 3 years, I believe. Yeah.
Really? You know, it's so funny because you kind of came out of nowhere. It's just, you're not, again, like, I think we're similar, Kim. Like, we're both not the most, correct me if I'm wrong, we're not the most social people. We're kind of introverted. We kind of do our own thing. But it's just great that you kind of came out of the woodwork, and we've done some great work together this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm glad. I was actually looking at that email and going, I don't know. I was like, oh, you better jump on it. And I did. So I'm very glad I did. Yeah. I like a push. And so it's nice to have a push.
So let me ask you there. What was the reason you saw the email I was offering this new service? What was the reason you followed up?
I knew you're popular, and I knew if I didn't get on it, I would miss out. And I figured, well, I mean, why not? And so I decided to try it because I was a little leery of, you know, the FaceTime and all, not FaceTime. Oh my goodness. Online training. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Online training, distance coaching, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Distance coaching. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. I was a little leery about it because, you know, you're not there and all that. So, but I thought, well, why not? You know your stuff. I'm pretty sure you can figure out what the heck I'm trying to show you in those videos. And the way you explain things, I understand it. So that's why I went for it.
Well, that's great. I'm grateful that you did. And I've learned a lot. You know, the great thing about this for me is, as someone who started as a personal trainer doing one-on-one, then corporate and community boot camps, and then I went all online, worked at Men's Health. I hadn't worked with people directly for a while. So this really, I feel, has helped improve me as a coach. And, you know, when I see what you're struggling on, it gives me content ideas. It helps inform me in terms of, can I explain things better, or do I need to kind of talk more about this? Beyond the fact that I'm helping you with your individual, like, we all have individual problems, right? Like, maybe you have more ankle tightness than someone else and you need an additional ankle mobility drill. Or, you know, I think for you, Kim, the biggest thing I found early on in working together was, you weren't really trusting yourself or your movements, right? And
yes,
you tend to be very, like, you really get in the weeds with this stuff, which I love, and can sometimes paralyze you or kind of give you anxiety. So one thing I tried to do throughout the year with you is, you know, help you build the confidence that you do know what you're doing. And by the way, I was very similar when I started this because I'm a bit of a perfectionist, you know, and perfectionism is not fun. You know what I mean? Like, it can make you do amazing things, but it can really just wear you down, because at some point you just got to trust you're doing the right thing. And it's never going to be perfect. You just got to understand things get better marginally over time.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those bittersweet. It's always going to need a little tweaking here and there. And you can look at it as going, I can do it. Or yeah, it's hard to reach that perfectionism when you never will.
No, I have yet to reach it. And every time I try, I find myself disappointed. But, you know, again, it's, they do say reach for the stars, and, you know, you'll get pretty far with that kind of approach. So there's nothing wrong with trying to do your best. And you are definitely that individual. Like I said, you were so diligent with taking the time to film yourself on the movements to make sure you're doing them right. And I'll tell you again, having now added this service, people don't realize how much room for improvement they have with their exercises. You know, like, I've been doing this for decades and I continue to find ways. Like, I see myself, you know, I my head should be in a better position, or, you know, cause again, I'm trying to show it the best way possible for safety and also effectiveness. And, you know, but we all have our own problems. Like, I've had knee injuries. I've had other things that limit me in some way. So, studying yourself on film and then having an expert take a look to give you tips, I think is a game changer. And it's been the biggest way I've improved my exercise form is I'm constantly watching myself on video. Have you found like getting these, it's one of those things too. Like it sometimes makes you feel like you're always doing something wrong, but no, it's just overall the movement's good. There's always fine tuning.
Exactly. I figured the more you nitpick, the more I'm getting it is the way I like to look at it. So I get a little, but then I get excited going, well, if he's finding that little things to look for, that means I must be getting it spot on where he can nitpick. So I like looking at it that way.
That's where you want to be. You want to get to the point where you can actually get into the weeds and focus on the small details that separate you from the person you used to be. Not even about from other people. It's just like, you get so good at the exercise that everything, there's a foundation in place, and now you can really, it's like, you know, a building, right? You lay the foundation and you start to work on, the aesthetics, right? Yeah. Or you make it the best building possible. But unless that foundation is there, there's no artistry going on, right? Because the building's going to crumble.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. Whenever I try, emphasis on try, to cut corners, I always pay for it. So I don't do that anymore because I've learned my lesson.
So for those listening, can you kind of give more background information about yourself, whatever you're comfortable giving, what you do, what your day looks like, age, etc.?
Yeah, I'm 39 and I work kind of an entrepreneur, if you will. I work and I make signs with the plasma cutter, do the powder coating and all that good stuff. So I make like design signs and all that. And I work with goats too.
That's my favorite part, by the way. She'll send me a video of her doing push-ups and these goats, these small goats jump on her back. And you have dogs too. And you have a lot of animals on site, but those goats are something else.
They are. They're quite funny. They're smart as dogs, but the mentality of a cat. So they know their names. They're very smart, but they ignore you. They just stare at you and judge you.
Crazy goat eyes.
Yes. Yeah. People always comment on those creepy goat eyes. Yeah. But I'm so used to them. And yeah, I mean, that little one you saw, she still tries to jump on my back, and she's around, gosh, 50 pounds.
And you're knocking out like multiple reps of feet elevated push-up. Like Kim is strong. Like I just, just for those listening, Kim, you are a strong woman, and your tenacity with these workouts is unlocking some real strength. Like, at the beginning of the year, you couldn't do a single pull-up, and we started you on this basically what's called an eccentric training program, where you start doing what's called negatives. You kind of cheat or jump up and then you slowly lower down. As a way to kind of bridge the gap between doing no reps and doing your first rep. And now at the end of the year, you're back on another kind of specialization plan, and you're doing like multiple reps of these eccentric reps with control. You can hold it. You got your breathing locked in. Pull-ups are the ultimate test, right? It's using your whole body weight. And for most people, it's like a traumatic exercise because if you're like, I'm 40, Kim's 39. So this used to be the test in gym class, and like I couldn't do one. Yeah. So it's just one of those things. Like I failed at the test, and I always had a negative association with pull-ups. So it's kind of hard to get over that. Right. But you just attacked it, and it felt good to get that first rep, huh?
Oh yeah. You have no idea. That was so exciting to me to do that. Cause I remember struggling to even get one decent one where I was going down. Talk about night and day when I first started. I mean, my pull-ups, they weren't ugly, but they were a struggle to get one and to make it look nice. And now it's not easy, but it's easier. I want to emphasize on the because it's still rough, but it's doable, and I can feel it.
I mean, you like initially you were collapsing down. You couldn't even lower for like maybe it was like a second, and you kind of plopped to the bottom. Now you're able to hold the top for a couple seconds, slowly lower to the middle, hold it for a couple seconds, slowly lower it down to the hang, hold that a little bit more, and then do multiple reps of that. And this is the hardest part of anything, right? It's going from zero to one. It's the hardest thing for anything in training. It's you can do 8 reps, getting to 12 is no big deal. But going from zero to one really is like a Herculean type of effort and commitments, and most people aren't willing to go through it. Would you agree?
Yeah, sorry, someone tried to call me. So I agree, the 0-1 was brutal. I mean, I couldn't even imagine trying to pause right at that middle. And so whenever I can now, it's very exciting to me. Like, I couldn't do this a year ago. This is pretty cool. I can hold it too.
And by the way, Kim is an amazing craftsperson / welder. If you see in my videos, there's a sign of the Gorillacorn, which is a gorilla with the unicorn horn on its head. And it says Gorillacorn Gains. And Kim was so generous. She actually made that with her own hands, sent it to me, and it's up in the gym now. And every time someone sees it, they're very impressed. It's a really cool looking sign. And I was very grateful for that.
Oh, thank you. I like seeing it too. I love the purple. I was like, that's cool.
The purple really pops. I might have to at some point put it against a darker background so it pops more, but you know, we'll figure it out. But I really do. I treasure it. It's something that really kind of added some more life to our little home gym film studio here. So I'm grateful for that. But I wanted to share that, like, you know, Kim is the one who made that. And that means a lot to us. And you are definitely, skilled with your hands.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it was, that Gaines was an interesting, it was interesting to do. It proved a challenge, which was kind of nice. It took me a couple of days to figure out how to get that A in Gaines to look like an A. So, but I figured it out.
Well, I mean, all that pull up and dip work, push up work, and it's definitely, I'm sure, helping with on the job, right?
Oh yeah. Definitely. I mean, I used to be able to, my goats, they're around 100 pounds. They're not easy to hold on to. Now I can hold on to one and be able to give them a shot pretty easily without them getting out of my grasp, which is really nice, because usually it takes everything in me to keep that blasted goat from not running off. So I'm able to, like, put them in a safe chokehold and give them the shot and be able to put them on their way. So it's very nice to be able to work and not have to, like, just sit there and, like, I got 11 more goats to go and I'm pooped.
Well, I mean, it's important too. You know, again, it's not just about, a lot of people just think about it's the way you look, but I mean, on the job performance, and obviously the big picture of health, it's one of the few things you can control. I mean, we saw just during the pandemic how, you know, people that were more overweight or not as active, they were at the biggest risk for the disease that was going around. And you can't control everything, but you can control whether or not you have an active lifestyle and you eat well and you focus on your mobility and stuff like that. How did you get into fitness? Kind of talk about your fitness journey and you know, why you decided to make it such a part of your life.
Well, it started off with, I've always wanted to do a pull-up when I was younger, just the idea of being able to do 3 pull-ups one at a time, but I always pushed it off because, I wanted to do it, but it was always tomorrow or next Monday or something like that. So I pushed it off because the idea of putting all that work, I'm not one of those type of people. There's no way I could be able to do a pull-up ever. I'm not one of them monsters. And so I always pushed it off. And then a massive tragedy happened in my life. My mom was killed in a car accident, and I kind of spiraled in depression. And, you know, I tried to get help and everything. And the way I looked at it, I had a couple of paths to take. Someone suggested to me, well, why don't you just run? And I'm like, well, I don't like running. So no, that's silly. And they're like, well, with any type of exercise, just something to get your heart going. I'm like, well, I've always wanted to do those pull-ups, and I don't want to drink and I don't want to do that. And why not? So I tried, I went to a gym that someone recommended to me. And the first 3 weeks, I felt like a baby deer walking around because my body hurts so much. And I wanted to cry too. Every time I got back home, I wanted to cry because I didn't know what these people were saying. They were speaking English, but I had no idea what they were saying. But I stuck with it because I was determined. I was starting to feel good. I was starting to notice things. And I thought, well, I still want to go this path. And it was a way to take out my anger and aggression for not being able to say bye to my mom because she was taken away from me so suddenly. And I decided to take it out working out. I mean, then I was kind of in the mentality, I had to lift strong, I had to do heavy, got to do heavy. And I mean, my mentality's changed since then. It's a lot better. I'm understanding that's not the whole thing about fitness. There's more to it than that. And I became fascinated with the human body. So it helped. It fascinated me that with each hand movement or whatever, you can tweak it and it can become a different exercise. You'll hit a different muscle. And so the more I learned, the more I was falling in love with it. And the more I had this, I don't know, this fire in me or something where it just keeps pushing and I just kept wanting to do it.
I am so sorry you had to deal with that. A sudden loss is always one of the most brutal things that can happen in life when it's someone that close to you. And again, the not being able to say goodbye. I'm just so grateful that you found a productive escape or outlet for all that frustration. That's the thing. Like, we're all going to get hit with these tragedies, some more than others. And if you're lucky enough to live a long life, I mean, you know, unfortunately, this type of stuff is going to happen. But you know, you can drink, you can do drugs, you can do nothing, or you can find the escape in something that actually makes you better, you know? And fitness is that. Like, and again, fitness is not necessarily working on pull-ups, you know? It could be a walk, it could be yoga, it could be just getting in the pool and moving your body around. But, you know, a lot of times we end up punishing ourselves with the escapes that we choose instead of trying to, you know, take care, like, you know, when you lose someone, and again, like, I always try to reflect on this, just how grateful I am as someone who's had injuries in the past. Like, as much as I may not want to train on certain days, you know what? I can do this. I have all my limbs, you know, like, this is a gift. And so I want to commend you on finding fitness to be that for you, because again, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And there's this compounding effect. Every week, month, year, you add to your fitness belt or your bank, so to speak, those daily deposits, there's exponential returns to it in terms of quality of life, health, on-the-job performance, overall life performance. And you know, I'm so sorry you had to go through that, but I'm grateful that fitness guided you through it.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's actually a lifesaver because it helped clear my mind. It gave me a better mentality and a feel. And I mean, my animals helped a little bit too, but it was the fact I was gaining strength to be able to work with everything and all that too. I mean, of course the pull-ups started becoming, I still want to do one, but the idea of, I love fitness and I'm willing and game to do whatever just to get better at it or just to, I don't know. I can't explain the fire that I have now because it's just, it pushes me to keep doing it.
It's part of your routine. It's part of your DNA. And that's what you want to get to. You know, these winning habits, like brushing your teeth, you know, taking the trash out, paying your bills. You know, these are, when this becomes just a winning habit, just part of your life. And I think routine is also like critical. Anytime you have mental health problems or crises in your life, I've had plenty. You know, my routine has always kept me in the game. Like, you know, you have good days, bad days, terrible days, whatever, but just having a routine you can fall back on, you know, that's really critical. And when fitness can become part of that routine because of how much it can give you, right? Like the energy, the focus, the confidence, just achieving and getting small wins, quote unquote, in the gym always elevates, you know, life for me outside of the gym. And I think that's probably what you found too.
Yes, definitely. I always figured, well, if I have a crummy day, at least I got one thing accomplished, and that's going to the gym and working on something. So at least I have one little win if I have a crummy day. So I like to look at it as that way too. And it's my way of letting out my aggression in a, like, you know, not like going heavy and all that, but just for a moment, reality can be left outside the door. You know, all my problems and everything is, I'll deal with that in a minute. For right now, this is what I'm going to be focusing on. And this is all I care about right now. And then once I'm done, I can go back to my you know, reality and deal with everything with hopefully a clearer mind and feeling pretty good about myself.
Well, I mean, they do say movement is medicine. I can attest to that. I'm sure you can too. And now you work out exclusively from home, right? I mean, that's pretty much what I've been seeing in the videos.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes it easier because of gas and everything. And I've been working on my little gym for so many years that I finally got it all together.
Yeah, no, it's really nice. Like, you've got a way better home gym than I do. You've got the full like cable set up, and I every once in a while I'll find out you've got something that I didn't even know. Like, oh, you've got a sled. I convinced you to get that inflatable hot tub, which was kind of funny. You were kind of uneasy about getting into it because part of what I had to help you with this year is kind of chilling out and focusing more on recovery.
Yes, that was a big struggle for me. I'm getting better. I still need work on it, but it's starting to sink into my thick head that I'm not as sore. Like, for instance, today I had pull-ups and dips. They felt fantastic, and I'm pretty sure it's because of the fact I did rest and I did do mobility and everything, because usually my shoulders are hurting or something's hurting, and I'm feeling pretty good right now, so
getting better. This is a credit to you. I mean, again, it's one thing to I can say whatever I want. You got to actually do it. And again, being on the quote unquote smart side of 30, you know, this is where I was trying to guide you more. Is like, you don't need more exercise. What you need is more recovery, right? Because you got to make sure that you're pain free, that this is sustainable for you. Just like the home gym. Why I'm such a fan of it. It's just the sustainability. You know, like when it's super cold out and it's raining or it's snowing or you're short on time or gas is out of control, or you just don't like doing new movements in front of other people, right? Like, there's a privacy and a zone you can get into at home and save tons of time traveling back and forth. You know, just again, some people need to go to the gym. I get it. My wife is that way. She just, you know, we work from home. So for her, she has to get out of the house occasionally. For me, I love to just have this kind of cave that's just me. It's the movements. I don't have to worry about anybody else. And again, like, I can literally go like you, I built a special place for myself. I got the hot tub, the pool. I got all my training tools. I can just bounce in and out of the house. I've got my sled. You know, I can walk in my neighborhood. I've got this like ecosystem, and it doesn't have to start that way. But you want to make this a lifestyle. Eventually end up saving time and money, frankly, because it's all kind of connected and it's available to you at your leisure.
Yes, definitely. Oh yeah. I mean, I've technically paid for it because I can get up whenever I want and not worry about the gym being open or closed, or, you know, cause sometimes they try to get you in those traps where you're forever having to pay for them or what. And I didn't have to worry about that. I can get up and I have to share it with my dog, but I've trained him to stay out of my way because I know he does a couple of pop-up appearances on those videos.
Well, he's very respectful, especially when you're doing single leg squats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He knows better. He does take advantage when I'm doing push-ups and stuff, but still, he's a good dog. But yeah, and I agree, the being home and everything, it's nice. I mean, I feel like they judge me a little more, the animals, but they can't talk, so it's all good.
That's the key. That's why I'm a big fan of animals.
Yeah.
Minimal talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can tell them whatever you want.
So what are kind of your biggest struggles with fitness, and how has you know, the programming at the dailybj.com and also the VIP virtual coaching helped you with some of those issues?
My biggest thing is probably the struggling, my biggest thing I'm struggling with usually is the slowing down and to realize that I need to, you know, like what you said, the mobility, to think of the long term. I'm trying to keep that. I've have a different outlook now than I did in the beginning of the year, because I was still a little on the got to get it out, want to really push myself. And now it's like, well, push yourself, but in a different way. Patience and give myself time, because it's a killer to me that it takes me 4 minutes to stretch myself on the pull-up bar or a few minutes to do dips and stuff. I just want to crank them out and go, but you don't get the benefits from that. You got to go slow, and that's what I'm struggling with. And I'm getting much better now focusing on going slow. I mean, that's my biggest thing is slowing down and actually using the massager, the roller, and massaging everything and really pay attention to what my body's telling me so I can, because once I finally succumbed to that and actually worked on it, it's amazing how better my workouts are now. I mean, my dips are deeper, my legs can take the those single leg squats now. And so that really, like, oh, okay, I see what you're trying to tell me. And
well, you know what it is, Kim? It's a mindset shift. A lot of people, especially in America, because of just, we have this like mentality of like, you know, exceptionalism and like trying to prove ourselves to other people. They approach fitness as like, let me punish myself. I ate like shit yesterday, so let me go to the gym and train for 3 hours. Or let me do the hardest workout possible to kind of prove I'm hardcore. So you can go punishment, or you can pamper your body, right? You get one of these. You get one of these bodies. And you know what? There's wear and tear, and it just will get worse over time unless you treat it properly. And if you approach your body in terms of, I'm going to treat it well, I'm going to focus on pain-free full range of motion, I'm never going to put myself in a point of discomfort is one thing, right? Training is going to be uncomfortable. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable with your training, but there should never be pain in the joints. And the joints require more time to adapt to the exercise than your muscles do. That's why when you go real fast and try to push really hard, you might get 6 to 12 weeks of that. Then at some point, an injury comes up that puts you on the bench. And our whole approach, again, I try to treat you like a professional athlete, right? You're doing all the pro athlete things, Kim. You're doing massage, mobility, contrast therapy. You're doing structured progressive workouts that are, again, these are the workouts that I do. And my body is my business. So, you know, you're really doing things at an elite level. And when you invest that amount of time and you start to realize, oh, I can actually do this, it's never going to be easy. But at least, like, I'm not going to get, and when, and injuries might come up, but then you know what to do, right? Like, you know, when your ankles are getting tight, I got to roll out my calves a little bit, and I have ankle mobility drills I can do. And now this way, my knees aren't going to start to hurt when I do a walk or when I squat. So there's just an education that needs to happen in terms of learning about your body and kind of what to do. Cause again, like daily maintenance is especially important when you get closer to 40, or if you're over 40, you may not be able to, you can still do the things you used to do, but you may not be able to recover as well. And that's really what it is. You've got to do the extra work that, you know, other people aren't willing to do. They rather, you know, if someone has an hour, they'd rather spend the full hour like destroying themselves and getting really sweaty, sore and tired than saying, okay, let me do 30 minutes of mobility and then 30 minutes of training. And that way I can recover and I feel better and I'm not like sore the rest of the day or exhausted. So it really is a mindset shift. And the pampering mindset is difficult for people for some reason. It was for me, because I felt like if I wasn't dying every workout, I wasn't pushing myself hard enough. But really, I'm always thinking about what I'm doing today is setting me up for tomorrow. Right. So if I overdo it today, tomorrow's going to be hell.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm still struggling with the pampering mindset. It's better than it was. But I mean, like that contrast therapy. Oh, my goodness. That's I remember I was trying to text you, trying to talk you out of trying to make it easier for me to go from hot to cold. And you always say, no, you just got to do it. And that's helped my hips. I mean, I've been going to bed crying, because not crying, but on the brink of tears, because my hips hurt so much. And ever since I've been doing that blasted contrast therapy, oh, my hips have been feeling so much better. But holy moly, that pool's cold.
Yeah, no, look, this morning, the pool was the coldest it ever was this morning. And one thing I'm challenging myself to do, I'm finishing workouts with 10 minutes in the cold water. And then I'm starting to the day now, after I do like a series of things, I do my meditation. I just got an inversion table for spinal decompression. I've been using that as well. And then I jump into the hot tub, do all my mobility while I'm warm to kind of get, it allows me to get the mobility done faster. And then I jump into the cold pool and it wakes my ass up. And, you know, there is, and you're also doing a bunch of, you know, hip mobility drills in the water, man, the water heals. That's part of it too, is what people don't realize is the wear and tear you've accumulated up until this point in your life, that has to be addressed. Like you, if you don't address it, it's going to rear its ugly head or forever limit you. So that's what a lot of this is initially too. It's we got to heal the body before you can train it, or at least make healing a greater proportion of your training until you can get to the point where you're doing things without pain and it's not affecting other aspects of your life.
Very true. Oh yeah. I mean, definitely. Yeah. I was going to say something, but I can't remember.
But I'm really happy to hear that the water drills are pain.
Oh, they are. I just wish it wasn't so cold, but again, I don't want to say I'm complaining, cause I get it. It's just, oh boy. I mean, cursing and stomping around helps a little, well, not stomping, but you know, marching around helps a little bit too. Cause
yeah, getting moving is key, but also it's the breath, isn't it? You go, I told you to go into the box breath.
Uh-huh.
And that is what the power of breathing isn't just the fact that, you know, what you take 25,000 breaths a day. Right. And as someone who 3 years ago, I could not breathe at all through my nose. I was a total mouth breather. Now I can sleep all night with my mouth closed. I no longer snore. The other day I slept 12 hours. I treated myself to a 12-hour sleep on the weekends. I could never do that in the past because I would wake up so much during the night from bad breathing. I can do a walk now with my mouth completely closed. Man, breathing unlocks everything, right? And the way we train, there's a breathing strategy for every exercise we do, but it also trains your mind to find calm and focus in stressful situations. And so when you jump into that cold ass water, you can either feel the cold and suffer, or you can focus on your breath and zone out. And this is also, so it becomes a strategy, not just for like uncomfortable training or recovery stuff, but when I get real stressed out, I can always find myself a calm and focused state by going to a box breath. And those listening, by the way, what that means is all four phases of your breathing are equivalent. Typically we'll do 5 second box breath. And that means like a 5 second inhale through the nose into the belly, a 5 second breath hold, a 5 second exhale through the mouth, and another 5 second breath hold. That takes 20 seconds. And that can be done for 1 to 2 minutes or 3 to 6 reps or upwards of 10 to 20 based on, you know, what you're trying to do or how long you have available to you. But, it's crazy how like it can totally help you just deal with the most uncomfortable situations. It's why Navy SEALs use it when they go into really intense or battle situations.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've caught myself without even realizing it. I won't be paying attention. I'm dealing with something and all of a sudden like, oh, look at that. I'm doing box breaths. I didn't even notice. So it's creeped into, other things when I'm dealing with animals or working on something and I get a little stress, I start doing that meditation. Cause that's another thing I struggle with is meditation. Cause that's a really slow thing. You got to really focus on and give it time. And that's one thing that I've gotten better with too, is giving myself time to learn how to do those breathings, to breathe correctly.
100%. That's, by the way, when you send me videos too, that's what I listen to your breathing. And I mean, probably the stuff I harp on the most is the breathing, because like you can't do single leg squats unless you lock in your breathing. You know, like you're learning that through this process, right? Like if you are holding your breath at the wrong phase of the movement, it'll negatively impact your performance. In fact, breathing can drive every exercise. So again, part of it too is when people say meditation, it's like, oh, that's not for me. I don't have time to lay in the ground and get in touch with myself. But when the way we approach breathing is I make it part of every exercise we do. So it's built into your workout. And breathing, when you focus on your breath, it's an automatic meditation. And that means your whole workout itself is a meditation. You don't even have to necessarily carve out meditation time. It's just you find a way to make it part of your workout, and you'll find too, you'll be able to work harder for longer. You'll need less rest between sets. You'll recover faster between workouts. You'll sleep better, and it also just overall you can find a way to relax yourself and manage stress better.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when I first started, I never realized how much I held my breath, and then just had to give myself a moment to, because I hold my breath for so long. It's like, well, now I got to take a breath, relax for a moment, and then go back to it. Now I'm getting better at my breathing. I'm able to go a little longer and not be so out of breath at the end. It's like I'm getting deeper lungs, if you will.
Oh, no, without a doubt. And that makes you go from your workouts being like fight or flight, panic, anxiety, to flow state, focus. And that's other thing too, like people that don't like to train or they don't like to do longer workouts, or whatever else. Like you enter like a new portal, like time, you experience time in a different manner when you focus on your breath and you get really locked into your workouts, where it's like time just passes and like things can go a lot faster because, you know, you're not thinking about like, I'm dying. How am I going to get through this? You're thinking inhale on the descent. You know, exhale on the way up, you know, you're finding all the areas in your workout where you can find the time to bring in more breath. I mean, it really, it's just amazing and it takes time, but that's also something I'm really proud of you with this year is that you bought into it, more than I think other people, tend to want to do initially. And, if you think fitness is the gift that keeps on giving, breathing is the gift that keeps on giving, because when you make it a daily practice, again, 25,000 breaths a day, the more efficient those breaths become, the more oxygen you get into your body, the more fuel your working muscles and brain have, the less stress you'll have, the better sleep. I mean, it's all connected. And keep it going. You will not, like year three for me is when the breathing really like started to take off. And for a lot of people, they hear that it's like, it's not for me. Well, no, it's, don't forget, I spent the first 37 years breathing completely the wrong way. And no one taught me how to do it. And I was wondering why I was literally like on the edge of, you know, having a meltdown at all times because I couldn't breathe properly. I was oxygen starved. And then I did all these intense workouts that made it even worse. So again, I can't speak enough about it. I'll do a breathing podcast at some time. But man, like, Kim has really bought into the recovery side, and recovery is breath/meditation work. It's massage, it's mobility. It's using water where you can, playing with temperature, like a hot and cold. And, you know, you also, I know you like to indulge in some popcorn, but you also, you approach your nutrition well, and you really are like, you're like a pro athlete at home.
Yeah, that's cool. Cause I mean, I can totally vouch for all that breathing. It's mind blowing. Cause it's, like you said, you focus on the breathing, you look at the clock. Okay. It's 6. You're focusing on the breathing. What the holy crap. It's already 6:30. I've been really focusing. So I agree with you on the breathing wholeheartedly. I mean, it's helped me a lot. I'm still learning. And that's another thing is I got to keep in mind is it takes time. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there because I've only been working on it. I mean, a year doesn't sound like much, but it takes time. I mean, I've been in fitness for 7 years and I'm finally feeling like I'm getting somewhere. I'm feeling better. I don't know how to explain it because, I mean, like I said, this year has opened my eyes and I'm looking at it differently. And yeah, and food too. I mean, nutrition, you made me laugh when you looked at what I ate and you're like, you don't like vegetables, do you? And I was laughing going, I do too. And I was looking at going, oh, he's got a point. So I added more veggies to my diet. And that's helped me a lot too. I mean, that makes a big difference too. It's huge. I mean, I found also nutrition for everybody is very different. For me personally, I have to have breakfast, and I've also learned I got to have a bit of a lunch with leafy greens, and I do so much better in my day. Dinner is where I kind of skimp on it, but I have a good lunch and breakfast to make up for it. That's what I found works for me. It's one of those things, and that's taken me with your help and guidance because I like you show me an outsider looking in what you see, and it's stuff like I'm so, you know, you see something every day. You're used to it. But when someone mentions it, like the vegetable things, like I never realized I didn't eat enough. And now I try to make sure I have leafy greens every day or at least a vegetable or two in each meal. And it's just it's just tweaking and being patient with that because it can take a long time. I mean, gosh, it's taken me almost a year to finally figure out what's working for me. And I'm still learning. Nutrition's
and that's the thing. You're a sponge with this, which is why you're like you're a coach's dream. And, you know, part of what it is, again, mindset, right? The athletic mindset is food isn't, it's not just like calories or like, it's not filling the void of hunger. It's fuel. It's to support my athletic endeavors, right? It's to help me recover. And if you're not getting enough vegetables, it's not just because they're healthy. It's because of the fact that these things are loaded with antioxidants that help you get rid of the free radicals in your body from stress and intensive training. They help you recover. They keep inflammation down. They help you be regular when it comes to using the bathroom. Like, so again, a lot of it's just, it's education. It's finding what works for you, but it's also, again, when you take on the athletic identity or mindset, everything you do either helps you get better or worse. And that's how, like for me personally, as someone who's battled kind of binge eating and, you know, used to be very overweight in the past, I still love food. That's never going to change, but I'm not gluttonous like I used to, because I know I'm going to be useless tomorrow at tomorrow's workout. Or if I have pull-ups coming up, I'm certainly not going to be eating poorly the night before, because I don't want any extra weight on my body. Right. So it's just everything. Like I call it in some cases, like total goal alignment, right? When you know that you can't maximize your mind without a healthy body, and you start to do things daily that just give your body and treat your body like the temple that it is, and you pamper it and you care for it and you maintain it and you try to improve it, then your mind now is functioning at a level it's never functioned before. And it's like a positive feedback loop that you can get into. And it's amazing when you can kind of get into that state, but it does take time and it's constant fine tuning. And, you know, you would send me screenshots of your meals. I make recommendations. I just kind of learn more about it. But the biggest thing with my approach with all this stuff, like I'm not dogmatic. You know, like, again, like you said, I'm helping you find what works best for you, making suggestions where I can. And again, it is helpful to have kind of that second set of eyes, because we get so kind of caught up in our own shit, so to speak. Yes. And I'm the same way. Like, that's why I have people I trust that I can ask for advice, or, you know, what is this like outside looking in? And you get some really unique perspective that way.
Oh yeah. It's stuff you never really thought of going, I didn't even think of that. That's a great idea. Or I didn't even notice that. Cause yeah, I agree. Cause it's just nice seeing that from another perspective, like you said, cause you get wrapped up in it or you're so worried. Of course you're going to have off days. You make a note of it and you go on. I mean, don't let that beat you down is the way I have to look at it. Cause of course you're going to once in a while indulge, but it's the idea of tomorrow's a new day. So try to be better than you were yesterday. I always try to put positive. Cause if I just dwell on the fact I had some tacos from Taco Bell or something and really dwell on that, you're not going to get anywhere. Just know, like, well, and I usually feel like crap, so I pay for it, but I don't beat myself over it anymore. Just like, okay, that's not a good idea, let's try doing something better.
You know, it's funny you bring up Taco Bell, because I had not had Taco Bell was my jam as a kid. Like, I would go get the Mexican pizza, the cinnamon sticks, regular Dr. Pepper, and now I would do a diet, but, you know, it became like something I could never have. Cause it was, you know, I just don't want to eat like trash. But when, with inflation, you know, I started looking at, like, you know what, it's kind of improved a lot since I remembered as a kid. They now use real beef. So that's a great thing. At the end of the day, like for $20, the amount of food you can get, like, if it's going to be a cheat meal, it's going to be a cheat meal. Sometimes you try to make healthy cheat meals and it's like $100, you know, like you get the almond flour, you got to get the special sauces, or, you know, but Taco Bell, you know, like as far as fast food goes, I know this might sound like, I've sold out to the dark side, but, you know, I'll fuck with Taco Bell. I mean, it's cheap and, the food quality is not as bad as it used to be.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't know that. I mean, I had my cheat meal of pizza, and I got to say that's another thing I like is when you don't eat your cheat meals very much, they taste amazing. And that, I mean, that pizza, I haven't had pizza in 3 months. So that was some good pizza for me.
What type of pizza you go for?
Oh, it's a chicken with mozzarella and cauliflower crust with a little bit of white sauce and what was it? Bacon and some herbs.
And this was homemade or you got it from a place?
No, I got it from a place. Are you kidding?
Good for you. Yeah. Look, no one has the time to make fresh home stuff. I'm joking. But like for me, again, you're an entrepreneur. So, you know, like the free moments you get, like the end of a long week, and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to treat myself. You know, we make all our meals at home as it is. So it's nice to treat yourself to a meal out or some delivery. And again, like
exactly.
You earn it, right? And not only do you earn it through the activity and the diligence with your diet during the weekdays or during most of the week, but if you're eating like crap all the time, it starts to not taste as good. And again, like it's just the whole thing. Like you can't daily excess does not lead to happiness. And it's not that you have to deprive yourself, overly deprive yourself, but you know, you've got to be disciplined and you've got to challenge yourself with regards to how you eat, how you move. Like nothing great in life is going to happen unless you challenge yourself or you take on, you know, things that are difficult to do. And for most people, it's difficult to commit to eating well. It's difficult to commit to daily exercise. But when you do commit to it, I mean, I'll tell you what, like the cheat meals, like when you've exercised and your body like is calling for more calories and you've ate well the whole week, like a piece of pizza is heaven on earth.
Yes, it is. Oh yeah. And also it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. I mean, that's another thing that I had to get through my head is like my walking. My gait's a little off, and I know it's going to take me a good year to get that taken care of. I mean, it's frustrating, but that's how long it's going to take. Cause you can't just think everything's going to change in a week or two. Cause that'd be nice. Oh, that'd be awesome. But that's the thing. It takes time. And a lot of people don't think they can do it. I mean, if you would have asked me years ago in high school, if I would be a fitness enthusiast, I would have laughed at you. I'd have think you were insane. And now it's like, I couldn't imagine it. I can't talk. I can't imagine not living without it because it's helped me so much mentally. And I mean, yeah, losing weight and all that's nice. But to me, that's a nice thing that came along with it because I feel so much better and I can work longer or get at things more. But it took time.
And when you focus on your performance, the look aspect tends to come with it. You know what I'm saying?
Like yes.
You're almost 40 and you're doing pull-ups, dips, and single leg squats. I mean, just, you know, that's an elite level of fitness. You might go on Instagram and see people doing crazy stuff and be like, oh, I have so long to go. No, I'm the average person. I mean, most people can't even plank. You understand what I'm saying? Like it's not even within their repertoire. So it's important to have that perspective in the process. Not that you want to compare yourself to other people, but you got to compare your habits to the habits of other people. And if you have winning habits, everything else seems to fall in place. What are your biggest takeaways or tip? You know, at the time of recording this, it's December. People are starting to think about the New Year fitness resolutions and stuff like that. But you've been in the game for about 7 years now. You just went through this 2022 working together with me as a VIP virtual coaching client. We did some FaceTimes together. You did the Gorilla Corn Gain style stuff. You've experienced a lot this year. What are some big takeaways from 2022? And what tips do you have to the listener?
Oh, the big takeaways is taking my time doing the workout right. Don't just feel like you have to push it out. Really focus on things. I mean, you know, don't go slow as molasses, but really focus on you really want to stretch things out, roll things out, because it does make a difference. I mean, my shoulders were crying at me, and now they feel good. And that's what I really want to stress is just take time to have that pamper mentality as you're talking about, because strength and all that will come. It will. I mean, I feel stronger now in 2022 than I did before. And that blows my mind. And I want to emphasize that. Take it one step at a time. Every day is a new day, and don't quit. At least give yourself 3 months to do all this. At least that's what I would suggest, is 3 months. And that's my biggest thing, is it'll become a habit where you're like, you feel funny not doing it. Cause like when I have my, when we have our off weeks where we take a break, I feel weird, and it's luckily I have my mobility stuff to work on, because it feels odd not doing my workouts and stuff in the mornings. And that would be my tips. And also with food, because I know, you know, December, that's when everyone eats. Just try to, and it, this is for me, you know, I don't want to give any nutrition, but this is what I do. Just decrease it. You know, of course you want to have a cookie or two, but just enjoy it, taste it. Don't just shove it down your face and try to get for the other one. Just really, because it makes a difference when you can taste those chocolate chips and you don't have it. Because I'm gonna tell you, I've never had pizza, and I thought that was funny. My friend thought I was nuts when I was saying how good it was. Like, it's just pizza. Yeah, but yeah, but you have it all the time. I only have it once in a while, and it makes cheat meals and all that even more appreciative, I guess you can say. And just keep at it is my biggest tip, is to give it time. That's the biggest thing, is to give it time and give yourself time and to be nice to yourself. Don't feel like that it's going to take a bit to get it. You'll probably have to watch videos a couple of times. I personally, I felt overwhelmed a couple of times, but if you take a deep breath and come back and just watch it and just try your best and just move, and you'll find yourself one step at a time to where you understand what people are saying. You're getting the lingo, and that gets exciting for you. And that's my biggest thing, is time. Give it time.
Great tips. Spoken like a true gym vet. Final thing before I close it out for us here. What are you excited about for 2023?
Oh man, just getting better at what I'm doing, and I haven't had a chance to look over stuff, but seeing what you have in store. I mean, I'm always excited for what's going to happen in fitness, and like those pull-ups and everything blow my mind. So let's see what else you can do to blow my mind, because I'm pretty sure you will. I'm just looking forward to see what else I can do that I never thought I could do.
Well, best believe Uncle Baby Biscuits has been cooking. And at the time of recording this, I already have all your January 23 workouts ready to go. Those listening, we have an amazing 2023 planned. Express, our fitness program, Fast, Fun, and Effective Workouts for Busy Parents and Professionals, is back and better than ever. Better production quality, bringing more life and energy to it. I think they're the best workouts I've ever made for January. I can't wait to share that with you. And we also have a streamlined version of Gorilla Corn Gains that is less time intensive. Everything is follow along. And, you know, Express is 20-minute workouts. Gorilla Corn Gains will use Express plus additional muscle gain workouts that are 20 minutes. So it's 40 minutes total. You'll get your sessions done in an hour. It's a more streamlined, simplified version of our advanced programming, so that more people can get involved with it. But, and again, like, if you are someone like Kim who wants to take things to the next level, I offer FaceTime training sessions. I've taken Kim through a variety of workouts. It's helped her kind of make sure that she's doing things correctly. You know, it's a workout in the program she's unsure of. We can literally go through it live together, and I can help her with that. And also, she's been a VIP virtual coaching client, and that provides the text support, audio messaging. I can also send videos of stuff you should work on that is customized to you. And I just kind of keep you in the game and stuff like that if you're looking for that. So all those services will be updated and available at thedailybj.com this month of December. Definitely take advantage of, we actually are increasing our prices the second week of January 23. So you can lock into the current prices, at least end of year now. And then we will have some annual options on some of those programs that can allow you to save some money and stuff like that. But I wanted to bring Kim on because she's been a superstar. She's everything that I look, that I would hope to work with in this capacity. Always shows up, a total gamer, a sponge, and she makes coaching easy. And I just wanted to thank you, Kim, for the amazing job you did this year. I expect you to finish your current specialization program strong, and enjoy. I want you to enjoy the end of the year break here, because you know, we're going back to the basics in January, but we're going to be getting after it too.
That sounds good to me, and thank you so much for having me. I'm glad. I'm thrilled.
Well, likewise.
I'm looking forward to it.
Trust me, your story will connect with a lot of people listening, and you know, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to pay it forward today.
Oh yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. A 5-star rating and review is much appreciated. And we'll be back with more episodes coming soon. You can find all of my services at thedailybj.com. And you can sign up to my free newsletter at bjgador.com. Love you guys. Peace.
Bye.